Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Search for missing Gillette woman continues for a fourth day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Search efforts for missing Gillette woman Tammy Lynn Sturgeon intensified Tuesday with the discovery of potential evidence believed to be hers. Sturgeon, 55, disappeared Saturday night south of Bishop Road while shed hunting with her husband. The couple had split up to search for Sturgeon's phone that she had misplaced. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, a shoe print and cigarette butt matching Sturgeon's brand were found during a focus grid search Tuesday, consistent with her last known location. Reynolds said they have expanded the search to a several-mile radius around it. Neighboring Crook County provided assistance to the Campbell County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday and Wednesday, with more aid expected Thursday. Sheriff Scott Matheny said Washakie County will also be traveling to help search for the missing woman on Thursday. The rugged terrain of the Yellowhammer Buttes area adds complexity to the search. On Monday, a Black Hawk helicopter joined the search effort for more than 2 hours. Reynolds said BNSF was alerted to be on the lookout for Sturgeon as well, with the close proximity to the railroad tracks. Deputies have covered significant ground, though the whereabouts of Sturgeon still remain unknown. Wyoming legislators to decide on special session, Driscoll and Summers express opposition. The Wyoming legislature will soon vote on convening a special session following the attainment of the required 35% threshold of support on Wednesday from members in both the House and Senate. Cowboy State Daily reported this decision follows Governor Mark Gordon's recent veto of several bills, including one related to property tax relief, prompting calls for legislative action. Senators Driscoll and Summers expressed opposition to the special session, stating their preference for addressing matters during the 2025 general session. We cannot justify calling ourselves into a special session for matters better suited to the 2025 general session, where we can thoroughly deliberate and develop comprehensive legislation. Some legislators and conservative groups advocate for it. Representative John Bear of Gillette, chairman of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, responded on Facebook. He said, in other words, please wait until it's not an election year so that we can all vote our conscience rather than what the people desire. However, concerns have been raised about the potential cost and efficacy of convening a special session, with criticisms focused on the expense and the perception of eroding public trust in government. Regardless, if a special session is held, it could incur significant expenses, including lawmaker salaries, per diem, and other associated costs. If it happens, the special session would be held at a yet-to-be-determined date. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.